Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The Democratic Republic of Congo's Ministry of Health is declaring an Ebola outbreak. The first two cases of the virus were confirmed earlier this week, and now emergency teams are mobilizing to the area to try and prevent the disease from spreading. So what's the backdrop here? The U.S. Congress is weighing whether or not to rescind $252 million set aside to combat Ebola. And the Trump administration's global security health chief also resigned this week. So let's connect the dots. Jeremy Konyndyk is a senior policy fellow at the Center for Global Development and was a former director of the USAID Office of Foreign Disaster Assistance.
What is so concerning about this particular outbreak is that it is occurring right along the Congo River. The Congo River connects some of the largest population centers in Central Africa, the capitals of three countries sit along that river. And so, you know, there is a concern that if it is not contained quickly in the current location, that it could spread further afield. Now, there's not a reason to immediately think that's going to happen, but it is a reason for a lot of vigilance and activity right away.
In 2014, the Ebola epidemic killed more than 11,000 people in West Africa. Have we learned anything from that in terms of identifying, treating, or preventing the spread of the virus today?
Yeah, the 2014 outbreak is a perfect case of why it's so important to act early. In that outbreak, it was not recognized and diagnosed properly for about 3 months. The international response was then too small in the initial months, and that allowed the disease to spread yet further and get really entrenched, and that's what enabled it to explode the way that it did. But it did. We did take some important lessons from that and get some important innovations. And the two things in particular that I would point to that are quite important that came out of that: one, are major reforms to the World Health Organization. So the World Health Organization, at the time of the 2014 outbreak, did not really have a meaningful response capacity. They were really a technical agency. And in the years since then, they have been building an emergency response operational capacity that they're now deploying in full force here. So that will hopefully make a significant difference. The other big one is that there is now a viable vaccine. And that was something that did not exist at the outset of the 2014 outbreak. So that can be rolled out here, and that should also be very, very helpful in containing this before it spreads too much further.
A couple of other things about the Trump administration. It's asked Congress to rescind $250 million in funding to fight Ebola. Tell us a little bit about what impact that could potentially have.
So that was money that sat with the office that I used to run, and it was money that we were appropriated to fight Ebola in 2014. And because of a mixture of good luck and good fiscal management, we didn't ultimately use in that response. And so that had been sitting on USAID's books for the last several years and was being viewed as a sort of de facto rainy day fund. And so it would be an unwise thing to give that money back regardless, but particularly in a week like this, I think it just highlights what a risk it is.
And this week, we also saw Rear Admiral Tim Zimmer step down. He was the Trump administration's chief of global health security. Should we be concerned about that also?
I am concerned about that because it happens against the backdrop of several other changes in the administration. It comes against a backdrop of another key departure from the NSC of Tom Bossert, who was the head of Homeland Security and Crisis Response, so would have been charged with coordinating the administration's response to a major bio threat were one to emerge. The last piece is, it's not just that Admiral Zimmer is going, it's that the White House is also fully dismantling the team that he had led, which was focused explicitly on these sorts of global health security issues and biological threats. And so what those things all add up to, along with the return of the Ebola money to the Treasury, is really walking back a huge number of the steps and the preparedness measures that had been implemented following the last Ebola outbreak.
That was Jeremy Konyndyk, Senior Policy Fellow at the Center for Global Development. Jeremy, thanks for being with us.
Thanks.